Some hospital patients surprise medical staff. By expressing positive emotions about their current situation. Despite being seriously ill, it is tempting to assume that patients who say that they feel contented with their lives are simply refusing to face up to the facts. But there is another possible explanation. Perhaps those chronically ill patients who express positive emotions are actually coping well with their lives despite their condition. In that case, the emotions that they are expressing will be those that they genuinely feel. In an attempt to explore these two possibilities, psychologist Linda L. Viney and her colleagues interviewed more than 500 chronically ill patients. The researchers began each interview with a simple request. I'd like you to talk to me for a few minutes about your life at the moment, the good things and the bad. They recorded the patient's replies and examine their content in detail. Positive emotions, for example, were recognized by the patient's use of expressions, such as, "My friends are very kind to me." Feelings of competence were scored by patients' statements, such as, "I was able to walk to the letterbox." And sociability by phrases such as, "The nurses helped me a lot." Essentially, what Viney found was that patients showing the highest level of positive emotions were also the most sociable. In contrast, those expressing the fewest positive feelings had the lowest levels of competence. Finally, the more optimistic patients felt that their handicaps did not interfere in a serious way with their ability to sustain personal relationships. The less optimistic patients did view their handicaps as interfering with their closeness to others. Since good interpersonal relationships contribute so much to patients' psychological health in this study, every opportunity should be taken by the hospital staff, Viney says, to improve their relationships with each individual patient. This is not only to help the hospital run more smoothly, but perhaps also to have a positive effect on the course of the patient's illness.